Again, praise God for every single one of you. Glory to God. The word is tonight. Here's the topic. It simply says, move on. Move on in your faith. In other words, move on to grow in your faith. Praise God. And I want to encourage each of us, I said us, every one of us, to take a, just take a quick assessment, even right where you're listening on this call, of where you are in your faith walk and your relationship with God. This is serious, and we have to redeem the time that we have, that the privilege that we have to be able to worship the Lord and to honor Him. Take a few moments, just look over, just quickly glance over your life. And see, number one, we must know who we are. You got to know who you are. And now that, to whom you belong. That's important. Praise God. And, you know, as you think over, you don't have to think far. Just think back right now at the beginning of the year. And just a few months ago, when we look at ourselves now, or can you say that we are stronger in God now? Can you say, I love you just that much more? Can you say that every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before? Can you say that I look back over my life, even last year, I find myself in a more of a prayer atmosphere. I have now a greater attitude of gratitude. Amen. Do you find yourself saying that, Lord, I love you more? More and more. And when I love God, that means we want to please Him. Just take a look over your life. Praise God. In 2 Corinthians 13th chapter, 5th verse, and again, this is NIV, it says, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. In other words, test yourself. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. Test yourself to see whether you're in the faith. Am I pleasing God? Is He pleased with my life? Oh, yes, we all have room to grow. But as much as we know and much as we understand that word, much as you've received instructions for God, am I walking in line with that word? Move on in your faith. This is a plea to every one of us. It's time to move on. We don't have time to procrastinate. We don't have time to say, well, I think I'll do this later, or maybe, I don't know, that's not for me, that's for somebody else, or I think I'm okay. Listen, open your eyes, open your spiritual ears, even the natural ears. See what's going on in this world. You gotta know that you know that God is on your side. Amen. Praise God. Listen, the scripture tells us Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in us. See, as believers, we are to examine our motives. Why do we do certain things? Or examine our actions. Did I take the right action based on whatever circumstances and the current condition? What is the current condition of our heart? These are some things to make us think, examine ourselves. God already knows where we are. He says, I know the way that you take. But hey, we're not fooling anybody. We got to be real with God. Be real. Whatever you do for God, it's time. Right now, right now, right now. This is the season for being stronger in the Lord and in the power of His might. In other words, look at the condition of your heart. Make sure that you don't bring God's discipline on yourself. Make sure, we have to make sure that we don't bring the wrath of God by being the children of disobedience. No, we want to be the children of obedience. We are children of the light. So therefore, if we're children of the light, we have to walk in the light as He's in the light. Then we will have fellowship one with the other. Ask yourself, does my life honor God? The Bible says to present your bodies a living sacrifice. you know, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. It's the least we can do. Hallelujah. And understand that Jesus purchased our salvation with his precious blood. Hallelujah. We don't belong to ourselves. We are bought with a price. Praise God. And yes, we all go through or experience certain trials. As the young people said, lifing is lifing now. Like certain things in my life is just lifing. Well, yeah, there are trials, tribulation, disappointments. At some point in our lives, we all are going to experience that. But I'm here to tell you tonight, don't let these trials, tribulations cause you to lose hope or become stagnant in your faith. I encourage you tonight, move on in your faith. Grab hold of that word and get yourself settled. Get yourself rooted and grounded in the word. In other words, I'm not turning to the left or the right, but I am got myself positioned to be able to hear from the Lord, to hear the Holy Spirit when he begins to speak and gives you wisdom and direction. Our nugget scripture was today, if you don't have wisdom, he says, ask. And abundantly, he says, I'll give it to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, but don't let the trials cause you to lose hope. And, you know, a lot of times in our lives, we'll experience, disappointments. Maybe you applied for certain credit things, and maybe that didn't go through. Maybe this fell through. Maybe you didn't get the job you wanted. Maybe someone said something that really hurt your feelings, and you can't seem to shake it. I'm here to say, get rid of it. Let it go and move on in your faith. Listen, if you hold unforgiveness in your heart, if we allow ourselves to mull over things that constantly pull you down, that where you don't have the joy of the Lord, where your joy is not full, where the joy is not complete, you know what? Need to get rid of it. Move on in your faith. And if there is an occasion where you have done something to somebody, where we have done something, have the courage to go to that person in love, and ask for forgiveness. You don't want to harbor unforgiveness in your heart. And because God says we hold unforgiveness in our heart, he won't hear us. And we're here to pray. We're on this line to pray and believe God and get answers from the Lord. Amen, somebody. So therefore, you know, and even someone that owes you an apology, let that go. Ask God to mend the relationship, and even if it doesn't get mended, don't hold resentment in your heart. All these kind of things will hinder your growth. Listen, these little things, as the scripture says, it calls these little small foxes, these little things that seem to hold on to you. The Bible says it called little weights. Said, drop off, let it go, every weight that's so easily besetting you. And then you'll be able to run this race. You'll be able to run with patience. You'll be able to run with diligence. You'll be able to run and not get weary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Walk and you won't faint. Hallelujah. That's the word of God tonight. Amen, someone. Hallelujah. So move on in your faith. We don't need to let things hold us down, but it's time to go forward. It's time to press in. It's time to lean in on the Lord. I mean, you know, listen, just even at the news that we got last night, talking about now as of 5 o'clock in the evening, everything for the federally funded programs and loans and all this other kind of stuff is going to be shut down. My God. Listen, yes, it might just jar you a little bit, but when you regroup, when you refocus, when you understand to whom you belong and to who you are, hallelujah, and what the promises of God is, hallelujah, we can stand. We can stand, and the word tell us, after we've done everything to stand, keep on standing. We know where our help comes from. We thank God for our jobs. We thank God for the resources that he has given us, our cars, our homes, and all the other things that he has given. But let me tell you, understand that God himself, he's our source. He is the source. And yet, he is still in control. Hallelujah. Remember, God says he has not slack concerning his promises. So what are those promises? Search that. Search the scriptures. The Bible says, search the word, search the scriptures, for in them you think you got eternal life. Hallelujah. Search to see whether you're in the faith. Search to see whether your life is pleasing. If not, let us pray. Let us get closer to God. Ask God to give you the unction, give you that hunger and thirst after righteousness. He said, because you shall be filled. Amen, somebody. Oh, I know I'm talking good tonight. Hallelujah. Move on. Move on in your faith in God. Hallelujah. Listen, Romans 1 and 17 says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. That's who we are. We trust God every day. This is a faith walk. Hallelujah. Faith walk and believe in God. See, we can do that. We can rest in him because we know that God is not slack concerning his promises. Like some men count slackness, but God says whatever he said he's going to do, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, it shall come to pass. We can rest and believe in it. So the just shall live by faith, meaning that God's righteousness is revealed through faith. And this faith is continually growing and developing throughout a believer's life. And that's the way it should be in our lives. We're talking move on in your faith. We should continually be growing. You should be able to look now and say, no, my faith is greater than it was even last week, let alone last year. No, I'm more determined now that I'm going to stretch out in God. I'm going to stretch out in his word. I'm going to walk and apply the word. See, the word doesn't do any good unless you apply it. You got to work the word. When you work the word works. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about, so that means surrounded, with so great a cloud of witnesses. That means the saints that have gone ahead of us, before us. We're compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. It tells us, let us lay aside every weight. There it is again. Lay aside every weight and sin, which doth so easily beset us, hold us back. A weight is in the way. You know, anyone running in a race, they don't have a whole lot of clothes and a whole lot of baggage. Get rid of it. Hallelujah. They strip all the way down. That's the same way we have to do. Pay attention. Look at your life. Examine yourself. Hallelujah. Get rid of the little no harm things or the little weights on and put ye on Jesus Christ. And then he says, look, get rid of them. And he says, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And then looking unto Jesus, remember, he's the author and he's the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God on the throne. And guess what? He's making intercession for you and I, even right now. Hallelujah. That he died that we may have life. He died that we may be free. He died that we can have hope and have eternal life. Praise God. But you know, even though we're in the world, we are not of this world. But if we put ye on Jesus Christ, cover him. Cover with him from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Glory to God. Surround yourself. Endow yourself in the word of God, in his presence. It says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It says again, grow. Grow in grace. We can't be stagnant. We got to move on. Move on in your faith. Grow up. Develop it. Mature in your faith. Mature in the word of God. Mature in being obedient to God. Mature of sharpening your ears that you can hear what the Spirit is saying to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All this is important. Hallelujah. So grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. See, it's in God is our salvation and our glory. He is the rock of our salvation. He is our strength. He is that refuge. He is our God. He's a present help, even in the time of trouble. But the word tells us, but he, listen, the race not given to the swift or the strong, but is given to those, he who endures to the end. The scripture says, the same shall be saved. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Move on in your faith. Even when we get off this phone tonight, let that word, let it dwell in you. The Bible says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Glory to God. Move on. Move on. We can't even afford to be stagnant at all. We ought to be every round, as they said this song, every round goes higher and higher. We ought to be stronger in God than we were even yesterday. We're spending that time in his presence, spending that time glorifying him and worshiping him. Christ in us is the hope of glory. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you and we glorify you. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. God, we are looking to you, for you are the author and you're the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Lord, Father, we look into you. God, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. We thank you that you'll give us this day our daily bread. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you for our daily bread that you have given us. We thank you, Lord, even as you woke us up this morning. And God, we still had our right mind. We still had activities of our limbs, although we might have a little pain here and there. But God, we're still in the land of the living. For that we say thank you, God. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord, that you caused the angels to encamp round about us. We caused those angels to keep back the hand of the enemy. God, we thank you, Lord, as we slumbered, we slept last night. We didn't know what danger that could be around us. But God, we thank you, God, that you had your angels covering us, even as some of us went to work today. Some went to the supermarket today. Some just went shopping today. Some had to go about different parts of different things of their business, God. But God, we thank you, Lord. God, you said it's in you that we live and we move and we have our very being. We bless you, Lord. We'll bless you tonight. We'll bless you in the morning. We'll bless you, God, in the noonday. We'll bless you at all times because your praise continuously be in our mouth. God, we praise you for this word tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you are growing us up in our faith, that you're moving us a step further, God, that God give us a hunger, that if we don't have a hunger and we don't have a thirst after righteousness, give it to us, God. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord, to grow closer to you, God. All of our help is coming from you, God. We can't depend on man. We can't look to anything else but you, God. You're the only sure. You're our hope, God, for tomorrow. You're our strength right now, God. You're our refuge right now. You're a rock right now. You're a bridge over troubled water, God. Hallelujah. God, that we can rest in you, God. That we can look to you. Hallelujah. You will never disappoint us, God. We bless you tonight, God. We thank you for your words. Hallelujah. Because you said heaven and earth, it shall pass away, but your word shall never, ever pass away, God. We thank you, Lord. Help us, God. Let the Holy Spirit show us, God. Open our understanding. Open our understanding to your word, God. Oh, God, let the Holy Spirit reveal truth to us. For you said, said in your word that you would come. The Holy Spirit has come to lead and guide us into all truth. Help us to acknowledge you, Lord, in all our ways. And that we, God, won't lean to our own understanding. We're going to ask you right now, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for our shortcomings. Forgive us, Lord. We were slack in some things. God, we've been slack in prayer. We've been slack in reading your word. Oh, God, we ask you, God, put a new fire under us. Hallelujah. A new hope, God. Help us to grab, God, hold to you as never before. Have us reach to the horns of the altar and not let you go until you bless our soul tonight. Hallelujah. Glory. We said hallelujah. We say thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord, because we are privileged. You have chosen us. We didn't choose ourselves, but you chose us, God, even before the foundation of the world. God, you chose us. You predestined us. You called us your own. You called us a chosen generation. You called us a peculiar people. You called us to set aside for your glory, for your use, God. Here we are, God. Make us what we need to be. Fix us, God. Lift us up, God, where our heads are hung down. Help us to look up and look to you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help us to know, God, in whom we believe. Bring us closer, in a closer relationship with you, God. In Jesus' mighty name, we bless you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, because you are our source. You are our very source. You are the air we breathe. You are our good health. You are our hope. You are our joy. You are our peace, because you've given us a peace, not like the world gives. You give us your peace that surpasses all understanding, the kind of peace that keeps our heart and mind through Christ Jesus, that kind of peace that when we hear false narratives on the news, when we hear things that are detrimental to our well-being, but God, we know, God, that peace is going to keep us day by day. If we keep our mind stayed on you, you promise to keep us in perfect peace. Oh, God, help us to rest in you. We know in whom we believe. We know we can depend on you. We know, God, we can rest in your word, God. Oh, my God, we thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise God. We help us not to get tired and not to get weary in well-doing. Help us, Lord, even at the right time, in the right season, that you said we would reap if we faint not. Help us to hold on. Hallelujah. Bless us, Lord, that we can be a blessing to others. Help us to be that light, to be that shining light that the world can see. For we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We know it's the power of God unto salvation to all that believe. Hallelujah. So, God, help us not to hide the light and let our light, let it shine bright, that men and women will see our good works, but give you the glory, Father, the glory for our Father, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we declare tonight that we are the vessels of God, that we are vessels of God's love. We are the very vessels of generosity in this season, God. We thank you, Lord, that we have more than enough. Hallelujah, that you will bless us abundantly, that we can bless somebody else, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, you told us if we even give someone just a glass of water, that we won't lose our reward. Hallelujah. That when we lend to the poor, God, you said that we're lending to you and that you would repay us, God. We bless you, God, for the privilege that we have just to be servants in you, just to be servants in the kingdom, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless, God. We are blessed to be a blessing, God. We are blessed to walk in your abundance, Lord, that we will have more than enough. We decree that the abundance of your presence, the abundance of love, the abundance of peace that will flow through us and be able to lift somebody else up, lift up their heads. Hallelujah. But you said in your word, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be you ever lifted up, your everlasting doors. Use us, God, to be a blessing to somebody else. For we declare, God, that you are able. You are able to make all grace. You said all grace in your word. In accordance to 2 Corinthians 9:8, you declare that you are able to make all grace abound toward us, so that we will always have everything we need to be able to bless others, God. You said that be able to have things that we need, supply at all times, over the abundance, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you today with hearts full of gratitude, hearts of thanksgiving. Father, we want to thank you right now. Thank you, Lord, that we had food to eat today. Oh, my God. We thank you that we had clothes to wear. We thank you that we had shelter over our heads. Hallelujah. We had a warm house to be in, to live in. We realize there are people there in California. There are people all over the parts of the world that don't even have a home. They don't have anything, God. We pray, God, that you will bless them, God, that you will work it out, that you will fix it, God. Work it out tonight, we pray, God. We're intercede on behalf of that mother. We intercede on behalf of that father. We intercede on behalf of the children, God, that you will make a way, God. You're able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we can ask or even think, God. We pray tonight, God. We pray for our government. We pray for the United States of America. My God, you said, God, we know that in your word, the people and the nation that forget God, you said they'd be turned into hell. But God, we pray, God, but you also told us we pray if we seek your face, if we humble ourselves, hallelujah, and turn from our wicked ways, that you would hear from heaven and you would heal the land. We ask that you would heal our land, touch our president, touch all the cabinet. God, you're able to do it. God, you set the heart of the king. It rests in your hand. Move as you want to move. You can move as you want to move, God. Bless the people, God. Send someone that's going to stand up and revive them, God. Send your word. Send us a revival that this world has never known. We need you, God. We need you, Lord, God. We put our hope in you. We can trust in you, God. We know, God, that you will supply all of our need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So we ask that you strengthen our children, bless them, make a way that they will always have food. They always will have more than enough. Help us to be meek and humble, humble ourselves under your mighty hand, that you promise to exalt us even in due time and due season, God. We bless you, Lord. Strengthen us. Strengthen us to be a blessing to others, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we praise you. We thank you for this prayer call. We thank you, Lord, for even everyone that's on the line tonight. We thank you for them, for their home, their families. Even you know the needs. You know exactly what they're going through. Father, I ask you to lift them up. Lift them up. God, you are a lifter of the heads. God, you know how to encourage their hearts. You know how to provide where there is lack. Let there be more than enough, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we present Sister Sakita Petra Henderson. God, heal her. Whatever she's going through, you're able to heal. And God, can touch Mother Helen Miller. Strengthen her on every hand, God. Encourage her. Let the angels of the Lord encamp around about. Encourage her heart. Touch Sister Lois Morris, God, when she was able to get a kidney. Now, God, let that kidney function in her body the way it needs to function. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to bless every one of our ministers, every one of the people there at our church, every member, every layman, everyone, God, even officers, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Reverend Annie Anderson. Strengthen her. Encourage her heart, God, in Jesus' name. And touch Mother Dolores Lickens. God, continue to give her that press in her soul. Help us continue to look to the hills with coming our help, that all of our help comes from you. Continue, Lord God, encourage Sasha Royal, God. She's going through a lot right now, but God, help her to hold her head up and look to you. All of our help is coming from you. Now, Father, I ask that you encourage Sister Dorothy Pear. You laid her on my heart this evening, and God, ask you encourage her heart. Oh, God, put a smile on her face. Encourage her tonight in the name of Jesus. Remember Deacon Robert and Shirley Cooper. Bless them, God. Have your way in their lives. We thank you for their healing. We ask you to bless Sister Betty Brown, God, even if she have her, get ready to have her surgery. Bless her. Bring her out with the victory. Remember Sister Rocky Reed. Strengthen her, God. Oh, God, she's going through a lot right now, God, but help her to take one day at a time. Help her to know in whom she believes, that she holds on to you, God. There is no failure, that you are the Lord thy God, who heals her, God. And God, I want you to touch her, Sister Janie Booker. She's gone through a lot, God, and strengthen her. Strengthen her with the allergies in her knees, and God, make her whole. Strengthen, encourage her heart, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless Sister Moselle, God. Bless her, God. Help her, God. Even as she's had knee replacement, continue to bless her abundantly, Father. Remember our young people, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember our pastor, that you will strengthen him. Oh, God, give him revelation, fresh anointing. Lift him up, God, in the spirit, that he may minister to the people of God. Have your way, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Bless our children. Bless our grandchildren. Make ways for them. God, remember the truck drivers that are out there, God, all over the land, God. Oh, God, direct them and guide them, God. Strengthen, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, have your way. Have your way, and God, we continue to bless you. We will honor you at all times. We thank you for this session. We thank you for this prayer line. And God, just we thank you for everybody put that their hearts are stirred. We believe that they have a new lease on life, that they're strengthening you, and they will continue to bless you, God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, and amen, and amen. Praise God. Our time is coming gone, but we thank God for all of you. Thank you for all for coming on this line. Continue to be blessed. Reach out and touch the Lord. There is a blessing in the pressing. So with that, I'm going to say good night. Pray for us. We'll pray for you. As Pastor said, we will watch God change things. I love you. God bless you. Amen. Good night.